We begin with chaos in Westminster.
Doesn't this whole episode of recent weeks show that when national leadership is required, this Prime Minister, as always, puts party before country?
At the same time as she won't allow for the fact that the public might have changed their minds in the space of many years, 3 years now.
Today, the Emperor has no clothes.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not even a cod piece.
You can't go on like this. We cannot have a parliament that can't come to a decision. Most of my colleagues stood on a manifesto to deliver Brexit, and now about 400, 350 are determinedly making sure Brexit doesn't happen.
Whatever the government tried to do, it has not, I'm afraid, succeeded. And though I congratulate the Prime Minister and the Attorney General on their efforts, the result is that, like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they have sewed an apron of fig leaves that does nothing to conceal the embarrassment and indignity of the UK.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391. So the noes have it. The noes have it.
Passions running high in Westminster today as the British Prime Minister Theresa May faced another crushing defeat on her Brexit plan. Our Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan joins us now. Bridget, good morning. Run us through what's happened.
Sabra, Britain and Brexit still in an almighty mess, and Theresa May's Brexit strategy is in tatters. She's suffered a second defeat of her Brexit withdrawal deal that she'd spent many months hammering out with EU negotiators. The vote was lost tonight, London time, 391 votes to 242, a margin of 149. So while far smaller than the defeat she suffered in January, it's still a pretty damning indictment of this path she's been pursuing on Brexit.
This is an issue of grave importance for the future of our country. Just like the referendum, there are strongly held and equally legitimate views on both sides. For that reason, I can confirm that this will be a free vote on this side of the House. I have personally struggled with this choice, as I'm sure many other honourable members will. I'm passionate about delivering the result of the referendum, but I equally passionately believe that the best way to do that is to leave in an orderly way with a deal. And I still believe that there is a majority in the House for that course of action. And I'm conscious also of my duties as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of the potential damage to the Union that leaving without a deal could do when one part of our country is without devolved governance.
Clearly a very hoarse Mrs. May speaking there. Bridget, how is the opposition handling this?
Well, Sabra, you'd have to say that Labor's plan on Brexit is no more coherent. Jeremy Corbyn has variously called for a fresh election, a softer Brexit, a people's vote, a second referendum. And so while the party was really united in calling for a Remain vote, mostly during the 2016 referendum, the cracks are emerging now. And most of the Labor membership still is a pro-Remain MPs, although some have argued that the referendum result has to be respected. But Jeremy Corbyn does say that Mrs. May, clearly her deal is dead, and he's accused her of not being collaborative enough, of not involving the minor parties. He's lost MPs. This is a very split parliament at the moment. He's lost a range of MPs over his approach to the leadership. So let's have a listen to Jeremy Corbyn accusing Mrs. May of really dodging this deal with the EU and not involving the parliament enough to get a deal that's workable and approved by MPs.
The Prime Minister's run down the clock and the clock has been run out on her. Maybe it's time instead we had a general election and the people could choose who their government should be.
Point of order.
Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn there. And Bridge, let's just run through the sticking points on this, including particularly why is this backstop so important?
Well, Sabra, Brexit could have a monumental impact on Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland because, of course, after this historic split, Northern Ireland would remain a part of the UK and the Republic of Ireland a part of the EU. And so the concern from both parties has been what to do about avoiding a hard border going back up in Ireland. No one wants to see a return to those days. But there has to be some sort of insurance policy if the UK and the EU can't come to sort of some sort of fresh trading agreement in a short amount of time, that those negotiations could drag on. And so the proposal agreed to by Theresa May and the EU would have kept the UK tied to EU customs rules to avoid that border until such time as an agreement can be made about what to do going forward. But of course, that horrified members of her party who read that quite rightly to mean that the UK could be trapped in EU rules indefinitely. That's not the kind of Brexit they'd envisaged. So that's the Irish backstop, and that's been the key sticking point for pro-Brexit MPs within the Tory party.
All right. So what's the timetable for the rest of the week now? What's going to happen? And also, how does Mrs. May deal with all of this, given that her leadership must be pretty precarious, given that she had some on her own side saying that she should fall on her sword if this vote went down?
Well, the next steps, let's go to that first. Tomorrow there'll be another vote. This is a busy Brexit week for the House of Commons. Tomorrow there'll be a vote on should the UK just endorse leaving the EU without a deal at all, a no-deal Brexit scenario, which a lot of people have said would be catastrophic for Britain's economy. There isn't a parliamentary majority for that, so that's likely to fail, and then there'll be another vote either tomorrow or the next day on whether to request a delay from the EU on Brexit to ask for more time for negotiations. As Theresa May pointed out, they really need to say to the EU exactly what they're going to use that time for. Is it to redraft negotiations with the EU, which most European leaders have said is fairly futile? And so that will need to be agreed upon after this vote tomorrow. On Theresa May's leadership, she really has to make that decision herself. She can't face a vote of no confidence for some time. She's already won that confidence motion within her own party. So it's her call to make on whether she stays as the British Prime Minister.
Okay, two things. Will the EU tolerate any further negotiating on this, given I thought the President yesterday said that's it, nothing further to discuss here? And on a hard Brexit, exactly, for our listeners, what is it? When would that happen, possibly?
Well, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel said today that's it, that's up. We've given as many concessions as we can give here. Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission President, has said we've given a second chance on this. We're not giving a third chance. And others have said if the UK thinks they can have a transition for Brexit without a withdrawal agreement, they're dreaming, basically. So they're not giving much ground on the question of a hard Brexit. That would mean really just on the 29th of March, the UK would be leaving the EU with some preparations in place. We know the government's already signalled that it's issued advice to all of its government departments to start preparing for that scenario. But in the minds of many, that is a very scary proposal with not much in place prepared for the UK to leave the EU finally with no divorce deal in place. No implementation period, Sabra.
Well, Bridget Brennan, thank you very much for that. I'm thinking that we're probably going to be talking to you a lot in the coming days ahead.